Hello, and welcome to Gumbo Lanyap. I am your host, Samantha Arsimal. The purpose of this segment is to discuss different topics in the medical field. There are no CEUs offered during this segment, but the information is invaluable. Today's Gumbo Lanyap is from Issues in Mental Health Nursing, published online July 1st, 2020. I am excited about this article because it is by a personal friend, Dr. Delindia Green Lachlan. The article is titled COVID-19, A Closer Lens. Let's get started. It starts with the background or framework. COVID-19 has impacted all demographics, regardless of race, gender, or socioeconomic class. However, according to the World Health Organization 2020, age and the conditions in which people are born, grow, and work represent social determinants of health. These circumstances are in turn shaped by a larger context, including economics, social policies, and politics. Sadly, African Americans are experiencing a disproportionate number of deaths because of COVID-19 in the New Orleans and surrounding metropolitan areas. 57.40% to be exact, of the deaths in Louisiana from COVID-19 have been African American, and 55% or 55.20% have been male as of May 11, 2020. African Americans within the state of Louisiana continue to suffer from COVID-19 at rates greater than those of other races. According to the Louisiana Department of Health, 31,600 coronavirus cases have been reported in the state. There have also been 2,213 COVID-19 deaths recorded. Jefferson Parish, a neighboring parish, has had a total of 6,709 cases with 397 deaths, followed by New Orleans with 6,682 cases and 468 deaths as of May 11, 2020. We continue to see African Americans experience inadequate access to preventative health care, poor quality education, increased violence, low health literacy, food deserts, and lack of affordable housing. These social factors contribute to the inequities in health outcomes, burden of disease, and quality of life. The normal line of defense, as represented within the Newman system model, constitutes what the client system has become and the state to which the client system has evolved over time, which is also known as the usual wellness level. As stated by Newman and Fawcett, the normal line of defense is the standard against which deviancy from the usual wellness state can be determined. As a native New Orleanian, born and raised, as we say here in the metropolitan and surrounding areas, I thought Hurricane Katrina was the biggest catastrophe the city would ever experience. After Hurricane Katrina, many families were not able to return to the area. Some native New Orleanians relocated to neighboring cities, and some were displaced and remained in other states across the country. Those who were not able to return were those with fewest means, particularly African Americans. Access to the road home was not a linear process for a large majority of these people. Support systems have been dismantled. Stressors experienced by many of these families led to chronic illnesses and death in many cases that were unaccounted for during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Poverty kills has been echoed at the national, state, and local levels as leaders move to open businesses. Imagine if there is no support system. As businesses, schools, restaurants, etc., provide the infrastructure for the economy to thrive and survive, it is also necessary that mothers, fathers, grandmothers, aunts, and uncles provide the infrastructure necessary for families to thrive and survive. Without a means of support, many poor families will continue to suffer. On to impact of the pandemic on the community. Now, 14 years later, a pandemic impacts this community. This is a community who still references time in terms of pre-Katrina and post-Katrina, illustrating the unresolved grief and mental health issues that continues to linger. At present, the COVID-19 pandemic is unlike no other. Hurricane Katrina was not the unseen enemy. Its presence commanded respect because of the storm's physical destruction. On the other hand, COVID-19 is the unseen enemy, and its obscured presence has allowed it to invade the community and take over the weakest of the population at a faster rate and on a more massive scale. Physical distancing is a problem for many poor families within the community without regard to race. There are many multi-generational families who live together to offset housing costs, and this adds to the problems experienced within the community. There is no way some families can physically distance themselves during this pandemic as leaders continue to encourage social distancing. As previously mentioned, the normal line of defense is the standard against which deviancy from the usual wellness state can be determined. Social factors such as access to preventative health care, quality education, safe communities, health literacy, and affordable housing will continue to lead to poor health outcomes if these issues are not adequately addressed. External environmental stressors impact the individual's physiological well-being, leading to underlying health conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and heart disease, which can ultimately lead to death. Reports of new COVID cases and deaths occur daily. We are beginning to see more COVID testing available in some areas. Recently, antibody testing has also started, but reports regarding the reliability of the antibody tests have caused concern. According to the Louisiana Department of Health, 9,660 tests have been performed by the state of Louisiana as of May 11, 2020. Governor John Bel Edwards and the Louisiana Department of Health have created a plan for COVID-19 testing and tracking, and the goal is to hire as many as 700 Louisianians to serve as contact tracers. These individuals will interview and advise people who have tested positive for COVID-19 to determine those they have come in contact with and those at risk of contracting COVID-19. Hopefully, this will assist individuals who have lost jobs as a result of COVID-19 in getting back to work. A benefit of the contact tracing program is that employment requirements allow those with only a high school diploma to participate. Children have been home from school for the past 2 months. Schools are closed for the rest of the academic year. Some schools were able to immediately convert to online learning because they had the technology to support the transition. Others were not able to immediately make the transition to online learning, so educators had to modify their teaching plans to accommodate a new mode of teaching. The closing of schools have been a stressor for many children and families who have had to adapt to homeschooling. Online teaching is new to some faculty and has caused a shift in teaching methods in a short period of time and been a stressor. During this pandemic, there has been an increase in the use of social media such as Facebook, Instagram, and Zoom. Local New Orleanians are sharing activities on social media to help them cope during the quarantine. New Orleanians love music, food, and dance, and this is often reflected in social media postings. Grocery stores that have remained open have made provisions so the elderly, healthcare workers, and law enforcement can shop at earlier times. Maintaining a distance of 6 feet to adhere to social distancing recommendations has caused lines to be much longer and often extend outside buildings. At the very beginning of the pandemic, toilet paper and water were purchased in mass quantities, so businesses had to set a purchase limit per customer. Hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes are still hot commodities and have not been available. Recently, the supply of meat has been reduced, so families are purchasing additional quantities. Upright freezers for food storage have been selling out quickly. Many people are using face masks when they go into grocery stores, but many are also not wearing masks. Initially, there had been ambiguous guidelines from the national, state, and local levels regarding wearing protective masks versus not wearing protective masks. Currently, there are several places where masks are required for entry, and city governments have begun distributing masks to citizens. Face coverings or masks should be worn in indoor public places and or anytime individuals are in close proximity to others, not in their immediate household. Masks are required on public transportation, and the use of masks appear to be consistent. Urgent care centers and physicians' offices are also providing telehealth services for members of the community. Deaths from COVID-19 are frequent, and many people must cope with losing several members of the community within a short period of time. Some families have lost multiple family members to COVID-19. Church communities have lost multiple members. A few coaches and mentors have died from COVID-19. Healthcare workers have also died. What makes the pandemic even more stressful is that funerals have been modified. Many funerals are being live streamed due to the current recommendations that all U.S. events of 10 or more people be canceled or held virtually. Dr. Green Lachlan said that she attended a funeral last week of a former coworker who died due to COVID-19, and it was so impersonal. Stay-at-home orders are in effect until May 15, 2020, so many popular New Orleans events have been canceled. Now to the conclusion. During these unprecedented times, we must not forget the least of these. Social determinants of health are complex and multifaceted. What affects one will ultimately affect us all. A crisis in one area can, as we see, will proliferate globally. The World Health Organization has designated 2020 as the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife, celebrating nurses globally. Nurses are among those frontline responders that will provide care during this pandemic and decades to come. Mental health issues that we have faced pre-COVID-19 will challenge the responses to issues known. Responses post-COVID-19 must address what is mandatory for all humanity.
Okay, that's it. Until next time.